Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Lisa Riggs, and of course I think most everybody knows you are the Danish windmill important person.
No, I'm just the miller.
Well, that's a pretty important person. I know you don't do it all by yourself. But no, Lisa, we've talked in the past about the repairs that are going on, and so I thought, well, we need to check in with you to see how that's all progressing.
Well, just to review with you, last April we had a millwright that came out and did an assessment and inspection, and he came back with, you know, dire news that we needed to get those sails down, that they were rotten where they passed through the hub. And those sails aren't small things. They're 67 foot long. They had 88 shutters on them. And we need to figure out how to get them done. And we got an estimate, our original estimate to do the repair works, replace the sails, secure the cap frame, the fantail, construct new sails. All that would cost us over probably $150,000. And we know no project stays on budget, so we thought we better have a contingency fund of $50,000. So we started a fundraising of $200,000. So to date, the millwright came out the last week after Christmas, and we worked all through New Year's Eve, that whole weekend, New Year's Day, and we were successful in removing the sails and got them to the ground.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting when you drive into town and, you know, you're used to seeing the windmill and all those parts of it, and they're on the ground.
Yeah, I kind of joke that the windmill almost looks like a lighthouse right now, but the sails are, if you want to come up and see the sails, they are massive. They're 3,500 pounds each. And you can see the design, the aerodynamics of that, of those sails. And when I say sails, like this, you can call them the stocks or the fir timbers that would go around in the wind. It always faced the wind. So it's laying on the ground. We bought new fir timbers out of Oregon State, and right now they're down in Louisville, Kentucky. And they're getting around. But the millwright's workshop is in Louisville, Kentucky. When I say millwright, our Benjamin Hassett is a historic millwright, where he does everything historically correct and also studies how the miller would have done it over 100 years ago. So those are being fashioned into sails. We also had purchased lumber years ago to make sure they were dried for a new wind shaft inside. We had the bearing drilled through it about 4 years ago to have that gear. It sounds, even though the windmill looks like a simple machine, it is a very complicated machine. So all these pieces and parts need to work together, and it needs to be done correctly. And I think we had the right man doing it.
I'm glad you mentioned that, you know, invite people to stop by, because you're not going to ever be that up close and personal again to the parts that are laying here on the ground. And we don't, I think, really appreciate all of that. So that would be a good visit to the mill, just to see those things before they go back up.
It's right on the ground in front of the windmill. There's two large red timbers. And then we also have the fantail assembly down on the ground. And that's the little fantail that sits up on the cap of the mill that guides it into the wind. So it's a very important part, and it is interesting to see it.
So how are you coming on funds? And do you have some plans for some future fundraisers?
Oh, we can always use more funds. It seems to be slowed down quite a bit. We did get the first part paid for, where the sail is secure and safely on the ground. Otherwise, it would have fallen. So we're busy sending out letters. We're asking people, and we are from our hearts saying, you know, we are a museum. Your donations here would be tax deductible by the extent of the law. And we do need... We know there's another $30,000 invoice that's going to be coming any day. So we're we're really trying to get that money raised. So we just don't want to borrow the money.
Right. And you're right, Lisa, when you first start a project, then it's all out there. It's in the news and so on. And then it kind of goes away. So we need to remember that goes on. But do you have anything special planned right in the future?
We are just, the Tivoli Fest is coming up Memorial Day weekend, and the committee always gives part of their proceeds to a nonprofit. And this year they knew it was very important to get the icon of Elkhorn back up again and running. So we should have some proceeds from that, hopefully. But again, it just takes, we have grants in process, but we need the people. We need the donations from the people.
And Tivoli Fest will be a good time. Those things will still be on the ground, I'm assuming.
No,
you're going to make a lot of progress between now and then.
Yes, we're hoping. I mean, that's kind of always been our goal, to have it up and going by Tivoli Fest. Again, if fundraising slows down, then we might have to change our plans. But we are moving forward. We have it in the plans that we, the millwright should be here probably the end of April or first of May to start reassembling it. And that's when you'll see the cranes, the heavy equipment in. And just think about, LaVon, how this was done back in 1848. That was gin poles and pulleys. And we're lucky to have modern equipment. We have the welding out of Hamlin that he's been very beneficial in supplying us with some of the heavy equipment, donating it, and that will help too. But again, how did we do it back then?
Yeah. Are there movies? There surely are photos of that whole process.
Yes. If you come here to the windmill, we show a 15-minute video, and it tells the story of how it came from Denmark, what happened when it laid on the ground, when they said there was nothing left rotten in Denmark. It was here in Elkhorn. We show how the men put it together 41 years ago. Again, we had to put new sails up 41 years ago. So here we are reliving that and putting it back together. So we have some great slides and the video. And also on our website, we have the video. And also on Facebook, we have some great interviews of people that were back then 41 years ago telling the story.
Okay, that's a good reminder that we should go online and look at that to be a reminder. And that's a good thing then to pass that on to folks around the country. You know, you have relatives here and there. They probably don't know about it either, so that would be a good thing to do. So anything special that you're planning for Tivoli Fest? I know you're always really involved with that.
Yeah, the staff here is very involved, just actually with the committee. We're doing all the entertainment and doing the brochure and the scheduling. In fact, we're just trying to get it finalized. You know, this year is going to be a fun year because we are doing the World Championship Elbow Skeever Eating Contest. And we're kind of guaranteed that there's like 12 professionals that are flying in for this 8 minutes of eating, seeing how many elbow skeevers you can eat in 8 minutes. And it's either going to be fun or it might be just something wicked to watch. But
well, it's different. Maybe the other people have been where, I mean, I've seen them on TV, but to be actually somewhere where this is happening will be an event. And again, it's spreading the word to those people who are flying in. They've never been to Elkhorn, I'm sure.
That's right. We're expecting a lot of participation. We're expecting a lot of people just to come watch it because it is going to be in the Guinness's Book of World Records. There's a $4,000 purse, you know, involved. We also are having a novice contest, so it's how many elbow skeevers you can eat in 5 minutes, or if you can get 25 down first. So that's pre-registration, so if anybody's interested, stop at the windmill, we'll get them signed up.
But sure, be a part of the fun. I just a few days ago talked to Rasmus Tourism. Now, I knew I was going to, I have been able to say that correctly, and now I'm messing it up. Anyhow, he said he's planning to participate, and he's the executive director of the Museum of Danish America. So have some local folks.
That is good. I'm glad to hear that. We got to get him signed up.
Yeah, he's planning on it. So, again, if people want to kind of look to the past and see some of those things, what's the website?
DanishWindmill.com or DanishVillages.com or go on Tivoli Fest Facebook page and everything's there.
All right, great. We need to keep this all going well. So if you want to support, you could stop by the windmill, take a look at the things on the ground and give your donation, or of course you'll always take them by mail. So thank you very much, Lisa Riggs, for visiting with us and bringing us up to date. Until next time, here's a thought from Nelson Mandela. It always seems impossible until it's done.